This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
34 years ago, Australia's most significant landmark, Uluru, was handed back to the Ngunnawal peoples, who are the traditional custodians. Then over the weekend, of course, you all heard the Uluru climb was closed to the public. On Friday, the news media reported on hordes of overseas tourists racing up what they called Ayers Rock, trying to squeeze in a climb before it closed to the public. That focus on the rushing hordes actually really distracted from what is a significant moment in our shared history, a moment where we could be listening to Indigenous voices and learning what Uluru actually means to the traditional owners. So to help us reflect on this moment, I'm joined by Brooke Prentice from Common Grace. She's an Aboriginal Christian leader and a descendant of the Waka Waka peoples. She's currently on a pilgrimage at Uluru. Thanks for taking the time to share this moment with us, Brooke. You're very welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me on to talk about it.
So can you give us a bit of a sense of what it's meant to you personally to be at Uluru in this moment?
Oh, it's been hugely significant. So I was invited onto a trip with Fusion Australia, who are a Christian organisation with youth and family community centres, one in Western Sydney. And we're also joined by the Aboriginal Christian dance group Dusty Feet Mob from Port Augusta. So we've had this incredible time together forming community, but to be up here, many of us have relationship with the Ngunnawal peoples, and so to be with family in this place as well, and to understand the significance for the local people, but also, you know, just to be on this sacred ground and that reminder that, you know, all of these lands now called Australia is sacred ground, and just how we have to walk so gently and softly on these lands now called Australia, even in our capital cities, because that is Aboriginal nations and their story in those lands, and particularly the Creator's story. And as Aboriginal peoples, we've been passed that story from the Creator to teach each of our generations, and now sharing that with all of Australia. So to be here with the closing of the climb, it's got more ramifications than just for the Ngunnawal peoples. Mm. This is a moment for our nation. And when you think of all of the overseas visitors who've been to this place, many who decided to respect the wishes of the Ngunnawal peoples and not climb, but those that didn't, you know, there's actually ramifications around the world. And so it's been an incredible privilege to be here at this time and in this place. And my hope is that it's another one of these first steps that our nation of Australia needs to take to bring true truth and justice and healing to these lands now called Australia and to all peoples, and especially Aboriginal peoples.
Mm. Do you feel that Australia is starting to listen? Is this like a symbolic moment in terms of Australia starting to listen to the voices of Aboriginal Australians?
Well, I had hoped so, but I think being up here, and we had an incredible celebration last night in the Inma, the ceremony, all the traditional dances. But, you know, the question that I came back with was, where are our political leaders of Australia? Where was the Prime Minister, the Deputy Prime Minister? We had Peter Garrett here and Shane Howard, you know, who wrote Solid Rock. It was a moment for our nation, but there were several people missing, and even the mainstream media, it wasn't necessarily the top story. And so I've still got questions about that. What does it take for our nation to take that moment, to stand up and to look at each of ourselves, our history, our present, and how we want to shape our future? And that's why I thought it was vitally important to be up here for this moment. And I just wish that there had been many, many more peoples here. But I guess all I can do is pray that people are impacted, that it is another one of the first steps our nation needs to take. But I pray for that day that we take our second and our third and our fourth steps, and we start running together as a nation, as a family that has over 65,000 years of story in all of these lands now called Australia. And that's a story we can tell the rest of the world.
Mm, okay. So, Brooke, for those listening now, you know, who may not have, I guess, heard, I guess, that voice over the weekend watching other media, can you give us just, I guess, a sense of the significance of closing this climb for Aboriginal people? What does it mean to Aboriginal Australians that this is happening now?
Well, you know, with our over 300 nations, on each of our nations, we have sacred sites, and many people still climb those sites. Uluru is, and Katajuta are two of the most significant sacred sites that all Australians know, and they should know. But to be there for that moment when the climb was closed, and to hear the clapping and the jubilation in the Anangu peoples and all the peoples that had gathered, while we still had to stand there and watch people walking, going past the signs that said, please don't climb this, there was heartbreak. I was very emotional and got quite disappointed that people still chose to disrespect Aboriginal peoples. And so we've still got a long way to go, and I think Aboriginal peoples feel that deeply. So we will celebrate. We will celebrate with the Anangu peoples and what it means for them. But I guess in each of our nations, we want that celebration for all of us.
Yeah.
And after over 230, and when we think of April next year, with the anniversary of Cook, who did not discover Australia. Aboriginal peoples were here for 65,000 years. What will it take our nation to finally wake up, to stay awake, and to start to build a nation that we can all be proud of?
Okay, well, thank you for sharing your thoughts and your feelings and what you've been learning on this trip, Brooke.
Yeah, no, thank you. And I just pray that people really have deep listening. And it takes, you've got to tune your ear to Aboriginal voices. But we've been speaking for decade after decade, and I just honour my ancestors and particularly the Aboriginal Christian leaders who've fought for equality and for freedom and for justice, and above all, for love. And so that is my deep prayer, for more love for all peoples in these lands now called Australia.
Okay, thank you so much, Brooke. That is Brooke Prentice from Common Grace speaking to us from Uluru for the closing of the climb.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.